You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. As you're planning your New Year's Eve festivities, where to get a dinner reservation, where to watch the Times Square ball drop, ESPN is hoping that you will make time for college football playoffs. There are two games on today, one this afternoon and one tonight. It's the first time playoff games have been on New Year's Eve, and college football officials and ESPN are trying to lay claim to a new tradition. But this new tradition, and isn't that an oxymoron, could be a tough sell to advertisers. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
Ratings for the college football playoffs were huge last year. Both semifinals saw more than 28 million viewers. But those games were on January 1st. What do Americans do on New Year's Day? They watch football.
People like to watch the New Year's Eve broadcasts on New Year's Eve.
Rick Porter is editor of TV by the Numbers.
The thing I'm going to be most curious about is if the games being on will affect the primetime portion of the New Year's Eve telecasts.
ABC's got some pretty big names lined up to perform on the show. It starts at 8 Eastern. So does the second semifinal game between Alabama and Michigan State. Bob Dorfman is executive creative director at Baker Street Advertising. He thinks some households could be in for a remote control battle.
Yeah, you'll probably have multiple screens going in those kind of families. Some people are in one room watching, you know, New Year's Rockin' Eve, and other people are in the other room watching football.
So what does this mean for advertisers? It's expensive to buy ads for these games, and the games being on New Year's Eve could give them pause, especially if the audience is going to be split. But Amy Sheridan says buyers know who they're targeting. She teaches sports and marketing at St. Joseph's University.
I guess the question is, which shows are appealing to which audiences? What's on that's appealing to that male 25 to 54 demographic?
Are college playoffs going to celebrate how people celebrate New Year's Eve? It's too early to tell. But ESPN is betting that before you cheer the ball drop in Times Square, you'll be cheering for another touchdown in the fourth quarter. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.